Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory, and thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to the Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad for 15% off.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
I'm on a journey to get better, and I want to do it with you. And I'm not just focusing on physical health. I'm focusing on everything: emotional wellness, spirituality, finances, relationships, and so much more. Every week, it will be my personal goal to bring us, the world's leading healers, experts, and game changers, to share groundbreaking secrets and tips to getting better in all areas of life. Getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when we can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day, right alongside you. It is Wednesday, November 25th. Yes, it is the day before Thanksgiving. 2020 is almost over. Yay! Our quote of the day, living fully charged is not an exact science. It's a big old toolbox. So get familiar with all your tools, and over time, you'll find your go-tos and favorites. That is from our guest, Megan B. Murphy. And because I kind of butchered it, I'm going to do it one more time, because most quotes we need a couple times anyway. Living fully charged is not an exact science. It's a big old toolbox. So get familiar with all your tools, and over time, you'll find your go-tos and your favorites. Happy Wednesday to our Heal Squad. We're featuring Megan B. Murphy, Women's Day content editor, today to help us through the holiday season with tips and tricks and hacks and a much needed boost of yay. She has her Instagram account. Is it called The Yay List? I think it is.
The Yay List. Yeah, she's the queen of yay. When I picked up the phone for our pre yesterday, I just picked it up by saying yay, because that's so
he did. I heard it.
I love it. Yeah, I need some yay. I mean, I'm finding my yay, and I've got my tools. I mean, I definitely told you guys earlier this week about my Black & Decker hedgehog thing that I love.
Yes.
I might ask for one for Christmas for my very own self.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You should.
Love that.
Yeah. With like Maria engraved on the side.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I really love that tool. You know that sometimes, you know, we have landscapers that help us. We have a big property in LA, and so, you know, and it's, you know, pretty landscaped, and so... sometimes when they don't come and like even out the hedges, I just look at it with like a little bit of an OCD issue, And now I know how to use this hedgehog. And now I'm going to just do it myself.
Amazing.
DIY.
DIY Maria. Mm-hmm.
There was something very satisfying about taking that hedgehog to these bushes and like making them like lower profile so they didn't compete with the actual living bushes. Because we have that green bush with like the mistletoe in it.
Right,
I don't know what it's called.
Sure.
But
the little holly or whatever.
Yeah, all the dead things around it had to go. So I like rounded it out and I came up with a little system of like a little twirl thing to do to kind of get it to be even. And it reminded me of grooming my poodles. Because when you groom, you know, Bichons especially, like you have to do the round face. So you have to just clip ever so carefully to get that look.
Right.
So this skill was applied to these bushes.
I love that. I love DIY Maria.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I'm proud of you.
It's kind of fun. So we did have a storm, Jeff, and we lost some more trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the driveway yesterday. Holy moly.
Yeah, if you are not following me on Instagram, you will get to it, be a part of these harrowing adventures right alongside us. So I ordered food last night, and the delivery man rang the gate. I let him in, and then I waited. And I waited, and I waited, and I realized I missed a call from him. And so I was like panicked because I'm like, maybe the gate didn't open. Maybe he didn't come in. I didn't know what was happening. And so finally I see, you know, two shadows coming to the door, and it's him and this younger girl, must have been like a friend or a family member. I don't know. And he's like, do you know that there's a massive tree down in your driveway? You can't drive up the driveway. I'm like, you're kidding me. So God bless John. He walked up, delivered our food. And then once I was nourished, because I was very hungry, Kelsey and I went out in the minivan and we inspected the damage.
We did.
I thought perhaps I could summon my strength and lift this tree. And even the little branches were heavy. Yeah. So we were like, yeah, not going to happen. So we called someone and he came over and he chainsawed the shit out of it.
But Maria still looked cool doing it because she was in her Dunkin' sweatsuit still, Jeff.
Yeah.
So it was perfect. But
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Those are so heavy.
It was pretty wild, actually.
It was crazy. And it wasn't like a cute little tree. Like, huge. Massive. You guys have to go look at Maria's Instagram.
Yeah, it'll be expired by now. But
no, 24 hours. Oh.
Yeah. It's
expired. You're right. It's expired. Yeah. Well, I hope you saw it.
Yeah. But that's why you should just follow, whether it's a snake that needs to be captured in
That's
the basement,
right,
or whatever. We've got lots of adventures on my Insta, and how to, you know, fix your own garage door and all kinds of things. But yeah, it was wild. So this morning I was not in a good state. So in order to get in a good state, I marched outside and it was really crisp and cold and the beautiful sun was out. And I started to see other trees that had fallen. There's another one in the driveway.
God.
But that one fell the long way. So there's only some branches peeking over. But I started to kind of inspect. There are so many trees down in like the kind of forest around us that now you see.
Right, because the leaves are down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's funny. But we had some really nice texts from neighbors and, you know, a lot of people reaching out to help, which was really kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but we got it done.
Wild times.
Okay. It's crazy.
Well,
I mean, it's just,
there is, you know, we're in the middle of the woods, and so there are trees all around our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I went upstairs. I wasn't feeling well, and I was like, I'm going to lay down and take a little nap. And there are trees that my brother had said he thinks, you know, are dead and we need to remove. And I've just put it on the list for Kevin and my dad to deal with when they get here, because I've had enough on my plate. And I was like, that's not something that I think I can necessarily handle right now. So, and technically they would have been here
right
as of last night, and they would have been able to handle this stuff. So, obviously that's not happening. But I was in my room and I'm like, what if those trees fall directly on the house? It would literally come and just take me out as I'm laying here. So I'm sitting there devising plans how to quickly move a pillow over my body to like protect me. Like, these are the crazy things that go through my head.
But I mean, it was scary, Jeff. When we went down the driveway, Maria and I even, after we were like, haha, this is cute, let's take videos, we both looked at each other and we're...
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Like, yeah, let's get back in the car because it was still windy. I mean,
you don't know what else is coming down.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly. So.
You gotta stay safe. To me, there's something kind of healthy about feeling small amidst nature. You know, Maria, you were talking about your Connecticut retreat kind of puts you in a good state, because there's something really, I think, important as a person and a human being to be surrounded by nature and sometimes feel a little powerless in a way. Mm-hmm. I think just to be reminded that, like, our lives are big and they can feel big and like crisis, you know, stuff to us, but when you see big trees and big storms and things falling, there's something kind of, in a way, comforting about knowing that in some ways you're kind of small too.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that makes any sense. You could get smashed by a tree.
Yeah, and you could get smashed
by
it.
But I hear you,
and not know. And have right. no, you know, nothing to do about it. But yeah, it's funny. Nature is amazing. And like I said, there's some challenging things I'm dealing with currently health-wise in my family, and to be fully transparent, I think, you know, we're dealing with a potential COVID situation because our caretaker woke up very ill and I'm terrified. And so, you know, you have me who's terrified and Kevin who's like, we're fine, we're gonna be fine. And I'm like, wait, how can you say that? Are you sure? And then I go into, can you promise? And then if he promises, then I'm good, right? But then he started shifting into, like, you know, frustration that I'm like worried, and I'm like, you can't do this to me right now. I need someone to soothe me. I don't need someone to feed my wolf, as Dr. Rao said. But if you think about it, I kind of fed his wolf. And if you haven't listened to Dr. Rao's episode, you need to listen to it so you understand why I'm saying I kind of fed his wolf. Yeah. Because I called him and I was like, Houston, we got a problem. And I literally woke him up from the dead with problems.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So
I was feeding his wolf, yeah.
So I kind of fed his wolf.
Yeah.
Which is really great. That's why that episode was so amazing, because it gave me so much. I got so many nuggets for that. And you guys have to be socialing out the full context of the whole wolf story, and also the good thing, bad thing, who knows. Right? So I used that last night with my mom, as her doctors told us that her tumor is acting up, and she was a little sad, and she's like, I'm a little sad, Maria. And I go, Mom, I'm a little sad too, but here's what we know. We know we can't control anything. We know that we're doing all the right things, and we know we've been here before and we've beaten it before. So let's just keep doing all the right things. Let's keep praying and asking for help. And let's focus on the solutions, and knowing that good thing, bad thing, who knows? Maybe this will get us to find a different medication that's actually going to work better for you than the medication, because they're wondering if this medication called Keytruda that she's on has built a resistance in her body.
Interesting.
And so I gave her the example. I go, Mom, you know, like when you use a shampoo for too long, you got to switch it up because your hair builds a resistance.
Right.
Like, think about it like that. Okay, Maria. And so I said, we're going to do a little round of chemo because we know your body really responds to chemo. Knock that sucker out. And then perhaps we'll switch over to a different medication. And hopefully, you know, because it comes with good and bad, right? When my mom got that medicine, it was pretty instantaneous. The you know, she was paralyzed, and then recovering her left side has been really, really challenging. And now she's really kind of re-challenged on the left side and isn't moving very much. So I said, maybe we'll have a better result with something else. Mm-hmm. And so that little tip and that little tool that Dr. Rao gave me yesterday was very, very helpful because I actually applied it. So it's a good thing, bad thing. Who knows? And that's great. And by the way, think about the fact that we canceled their Thanksgiving travel, right? Good thing, bad thing. Who knows? It was a bad thing in the moment, right? I was sad to tell my parents they couldn't come here. Because I had family that got COVID. Our holiday plans, the teeny plan we had, was now canceled, and it didn't seem safe enough for them to fly. But now, if my mom's caretaker in fact has COVID, then guess what? We were going to be flying that person.
Yep.
We were now going to be stuck with that person here in this house. Yep. And having to take care of the caretaker.
Truly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, and or she would have had a cancel last minute.
Which...
And you know what I'm saying? Like, so in each moment, good thing, bad thing. Well, it was a good thing that we canceled it because now we protected so many people, including my family. And so you just kind of got to go with the flow, which is the basis, I think, of what he's saying. You have to surrender. So today, in the midst of all of this amazing news, and I'm really challenged when I type anything. Like, I wanted to text my best friend and say, you know, this and this and this and this. And I was like, no, you can't vent. Because it's only going to attract more negativity. So it's like, okay, I deleted it. Then when I had to text somebody about something, I was like, I got some not awesome news. Like, that's my way of doing it now. I've got not awesome news. So it's not horrible news. It's not whatever. It's just not awesome.
It's not awesome.
I would prefer awesome. And I walked out to the, so I'm giving you this so that you guys kind of know how to deal with the challenge in your life and hopefully give you some tools. But I did the good thing, bad thing, who knows. I did feed his wolf, so that was bad. But I recognize it.
Truly,
and I know I got to feed the dog.
Well, and I think too, Maria, like, I think this is so helpful for all of us because it's easy to forget, like, with your spouse or with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your sister, someone close to you, that you can also feed their wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, well, that's my mom. I vent to her all the time. Or I tell
or
her all
vice
my...
versa.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a great reminder. So I'm happy you're sharing this because we need it.
Also, the control thing, especially for us women, is so challenging.
Yeah.
So I did a surrender meditation on the breathing room app, which was amazing. And then I did, when I walked out to the woods and the sun, and I did my grateful list, I also surrendered control. I was like, I surrender control to you, God. You have a plan. Whether I'm going to like it or not, it's going to be your plan. And I'm just going to go with whatever it is. Good thing, bad thing, who knows? And we will get through. Because there's only one way is to get through. Yeah. But when I allow overwhelming to get in, and I did for a split second with Kevin, and I was starting to kind of like really come unglued. Because you just, it's, you know, you're going to have those moments. I was like, okay, I know what I need to do. I need to go, like, clear my head, get in a good, you know, place. I didn't cancel a call that I was going to have this morning. At first, I wanted to cancel it because I was not in a good state. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to get in a good state to have a great call because that call is important. And I have to keep building on good feeling thoughts, like I said, this week. So you build on good feeling thoughts and you'll continue to attract that. And that is what I'm working on. And I'm trying to, as Megan say, find the A. And so I threw some red lipstick on today.
Yes, queen.
And I'm going to keep on keeping on because I have no control over any of this. I can make good decisions. I can make good choices. I also have to think of my own health and think about the fact that all that worry can just deplete my immune system and make me useless to my family too. So
don't shoot the second arrow, Maria.
Don't shoot the second arrow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's amazing that. Stuff. Yeah. And that's another Dr. Rao reference. So if you can't tell, his episode gave us a lot. It will also give you a lot if you haven't listened. So make sure you do. It's in your feed.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's everywhere.
A lot, a lot, a lot. And in the Patreon episode, I'll share some of the things I was listening to also that was really helpful with the health of a sick one. Like I found some Esther Hicks videos about dealing with the health and the illness of a loved one. And that was really helpful too. So we'll go through that in the Patreon episode. If you're not a Patreon member, this is the moment to give yourself that gift, because not only do you get ad-free shows, you get extra content, and then also these incredible healing workshops with people that you now will have access to in an intimate forum. Experts from all over the world, world-renowned healers and doctors and gurus. So please join. You can just click the link in my Instagram account or on Better Together with Maria and join us. It is definitely worth your time. How are we doing on that Patreon commercial, Jeff?
I'm just waiting on, we just need that your one little take and then we'll be good to go.
What does that mean?
So we're gonna film something from you.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for?
We're gonna do it Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Cool. All right.
So very excited about that.
So there we go. So that is my news for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to Megan and let's get to some yay. She always brightens my day. Wow, that just all rhymed.
That was great.
That was good.
Really, hey,
great.
Hey.
Hey, maybe I should write some poems. Megan B. Murphy is a hack master, Penguin Random House author, and editor, now leading the charge at Women's Day magazine as its fully charged content director. Is that your real title now? The fully charged content director?
I mean, that's what I call myself. I'm not sure if that's what HR calls me.
I love you. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but no matter how prepped you feel, Megan is here to offer some epic hacks, a sneak preview of Christmas ideas, and of course, we'll chat about our upcoming book, Your Fully Charged Life, which comes out February 22nd, 2020. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
It's always good to see you.
Good to see you. Help us find our yay. I know
that's
a lot
what
of people
do.
Are
we're just going to find some yay.
I've had so many conversations with so many people in the last few days, celebrities, friends, family, people from every walk of life. And everyone is just saying, what a bizarre Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And everyone's rolling with it, but they're, you know, it's challenging. So how are you kind of feeling about it, and how are you helping, or how will you help everyone find their yay, I guess, despite?
Here's the thing. It looks a little different this year, but the whole point of Thanksgiving is to give thanks, right? So if we just focus on this as a holiday about giving thanks and think about what we actually can be thankful for, it sort of turns it on its ear, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of looking.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
At the gifts in this situation, I don't like turkey. And since I don't have a whole big family to please this year and a whole lot of mouths to feed, we're having steak. And I think that's epic.
Hilarious.
My husband and I looked at each other. We're like, do you like turkey? And I looked at, no. Do you like turkey? No. Then why the hell are we making a turkey? Let's not make a turkey. Let's really throw this Thanksgiving on its ear. What we did kind of net out on is we like the sides. So yes, there will be Brussels sprouts. Yes, there will be sweet potatoes. All of the things. And the even cooler part about that is because we're not cooking for 932 people, you can make more because it's not like this big batch cooking, right?
So it's which
like,
takes forever. Yeah, it's a lot of work too. Serving, I peel potatoes right? for like, days before.
Exactly. So that's the upside. You can have 900 sides because you're not feeding 900 people. It's easier to cook small batch. You can really kind of, because this is not a traditional Thanksgiving, break from tradition and kind of make it fun. Eat on the couch if you want, right? Like, do whatever, because this is 2020. Everything goes, anything goes, right? And there's joy and fun in that alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I said earlier this week the same thing. It's like Thanksgiving is about being grateful. So we can still be grateful and we can still focus on that really important aspect. And then what is there left other than food, which we all have within our reach, luckily.
Exactly. And I think it's also like, it is a day off. It's a day to pause. It's a day to be with whoever your little quarantine is and to really just kind of pause together and love it out, right? I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I don't have to do any Zoom calls. I don't have to do any Slack chats. I don't have to like try to figure out any second grade homework. I mean, it's a good day.
Yeah, this is a good point. I forget about right? all the kids stuff too that you pile on. It's wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but I get a time out on Thanksgiving. Yay!
Yeah, I love it. Let's talk about your Thanksgiving decor. Are you still going to go crazy with the decor as I kind of see some decor up?
Yes. Oh my gosh, Maria, that's how I roll. It vomits holidays at my house. This is like Team Ruby is the holiday house. One of my mottos is like celebrate everything, celebrate every day. And decorations are one of those things for me that says like, there's no guests in here. It's Thanksgiving. I mean, it says the good, give thanks right behind me, right? Like, oh, wait, I've got a turkey pillow. Yes, I do. Okay. So it's clearly Thanksgiving. We're celebrating up in here at the Team Murphy house. Mm-hmm. And we've just needed boredom busters too. So the amount of Thanksgiving crafts that have happened over the past 3 weeks is insane. But also really, really fun and has kept us busy. And we've got endless little craft project ideas. If you want me to show you some,
yes,
I have
please.
Them all sitting in front of me.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is one of my favorite, Maria, and I feel like this is good for grown-ups or kids. It is a turkey drumstick leg. It was so easy to make. So my boys and I, who are 8 and 7, we popped all the popcorn. We had a popcorn taste test. And then we just took brown paper bags. You fill them with popcorn. We also snuck a few treats in here. We had a lot. We have a lot of leftover Halloween candy. So there's also some treats hiding in here. And then you take a piece of computer paper and just fray it and tape it around the top. And you have a drumstick. You could use these as place cards, right? So you could write everybody's names on them. Mom, James, who, and put it down on the plate as a place setting. But it's also snack bag for later for movie time.
I love that actually, like, snack time
easiest
later.
Ever I am not somebody who likes a difficult craft. Like if I can't do it with my kids, like it's not getting done. Mm-hmm. Like that's too hard.
But I actually really like that because first of all, you're making it festive for just your teeny intimate little family, right? And so everyone's got their little drumstick on the table, but then you can grab it and it's COVID safe. Everyone has their own bag,
right, for the movie time later. And it can also be a weapon, as I've found out when we did this. The boys were definitely bopping themselves on the head with
turkey drumsticks. I would be too.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
And that is sort of the idea. Like, just because it's only a couple of you, that means you're not going to be festive. It's easier to be festive. I didn't have to make 20 turkey drumstick bags. I only had to make 5. Winning, right? The other thing we made, which I like, we made these little turkey lollipops. So we have all this Halloween candy, all these
lollipops.
Wait,
can you put it closer to the camera? I want to see it better.
Oh, sure.
Oh my God, those are beautiful.
Isn't that cute? So my one son's favorite food is candy. He loves lollipops and gum. So he had a blast making this. We had leftover tie-dye fabric from when we didn't make masks. We like tied out all this fabric, you know, during quarantine. We're like, we're going to make masks. Well, we never made masks, but we use those fabric swatches. Just cover a lollipop in any kind of fabric. We did them, like you could do it in burlap too, whatever kind of
so
fabric you
cute.
Have. Tape a leaf to the back for feathers, a couple of eyeballs, tie it with a string. And again, like you could put these on the dessert table, you could put them on the plates, but it was really, really cute and fun. And the kids loved it. And I know everybody's got all that Halloween candy laying around. So lollipops.
Look, I love that. A turkey
Isn't that
pop.
Fun?
Yeah, that's so cute.
I also love toilet paper holder rolls, paper towel. I'm like a sucker. Like, if you give me a paper towel roll, I'm going to turn it into something. So this time we took paper towel holders and coffee filters, okay?
Okay.
And I dyed the coffee filters with a little bit of food coloring, and then I made these turkey place settings.
Stop it right now.
Right? Oh, my God.
What's on the bottom? That gold stuff, they just...
Oh my gosh, so this is disposable, and I like highly recommend this too. No one should do dishes.
Oh my God.
Isn't that gorgeous plasticware?
It really is.
I mean, come on. These are my plates too, Maria.
Wait, do we love, can we just talk about the fact that we have all have like our china or like our nicer plates for dinners and the forks and all that, and like my mom passed down things to me. We don't use any of it. I always do that because cleaning dishes, it is, I mean, I'd have like 40 people over my house for Thanksgiving dinner. I'd have, I mean, it's like a full-time job. Cleaning everything that you cook, all the bowls and everything, and then the plates, it was like a nightmare.
Well, so I have a life hack for that too. So we use china on a daily basis for breakfast. I'll serve, because I have my mother's china, which is just emotional to me. I like love to eat off of it. But I would never do that in a massive, you know, family dinner setting when I have to set 900 place settings and wash it all. But for breakfast for my three kids, I'll take out grandma's china, my mom's china, and, you know, give them like their orange juice and one of their little coffee, you know, like the little teacup. And I put the little china out on a daily basis. Like, I love making fancy every day because it just feels so incredibly more special when you sort of bring it into your everyday world.
I like that.
But yeah, so we're all about disposable plates too. I even heard Dr. Oz saying that disposable was safer during COVID than to be using dishes that had to be washed and cleaned. So I don't know the full story on that, but I was like, okay. Well, I've got pretty disposable.
So that little paper towel holder has the forkware and silverware
and the
inside.
Napkin. Okay, Maria, this is, I go a little next level, but I have customized napkins.
Oh my Lord. Where did you get those made?
Let's talk turkey. Thanksgiving with Team Murphy.
Where did you get those made?
Oh my gosh, at Stationery Studio. I'm like a sucker for napkins. I really love a themed napkin. I just have like a napkin issue. So these are like leftover from last year because I bought them in such excessive bulk that I literally still have about 150 napkins.
That's so funny. So what did you do with the napkin?
So I just roll that inside the turkey. This is what was inside the turkey. Oh, look, it stuffed the turkey.
Stop it.
With your napkin.
Oh my God, it looks so cool.
Right. And then you put the plasticware in it. And the kids made these with me. And here's the thing. Crafting is not just for kids. Like, it is therapeutic. Like, there's all this crap with, color in a coloring book. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Or you could just turn a toilet paper tube into a napkin ring, and it's way more fun and relaxing. And therapeutic.
It.
I swear to you.
Are you going to take pictures of your like setup and post them on your Instagram?
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Yeah. I make.
I want to see all of this come to life.
I have one more I have to show you because this makes me so happy too. Wait. Pilgrim hat crayon cups. Right?
Okay. How?
I mean,
is that just a solo cup?
Just a black paper cup.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, right?
So cute.
Oh, wait, I'm not done. Wait, I got one more. I forgot. So I took black paper and I took a chalk marker and watch this. You can write on it. I made my plates, dessert plates talk. Gobble, gobble.
Oh my Lord. I love that.
And that took me all of 32 seconds.
And
right?
It's so fun. What a nice added touch.
Right? Like you sit down and it's like, gobble, gobble. Yay. And you're like, oh, I'm not going to be happy with my pumpkin pie when my plate is talking to me.
Oh,
and it took 30 seconds with like chalk markers to do five of them.
You just said pumpkin, and it made me realize that one of my favorite things at the holidays is Dunkin' pumpkin.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with Thick Hair Shampoo and Conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's TheWay.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
And roast.
Pumpkin everything. Pumpkin is life. I don't know if you realize this about me, but pumpkin is life.
Pumpkin is life. Really, really amazing. So I know you're a Dunkin' Donuts fan. I obviously have been working at Dunkin' Donuts since I was 13 and probably never really technically stopped. And so we've partnered with them on the show because we're better together and we run on Dunkin'. But I had an idea. So I'm always trying to think of ways to give my dad a treat at the holidays where he doesn't have to have sugar, right? Because he's diabetic. And so after dinner, everybody always wants dessert. Most people have coffee. Do you guys do coffee after dinner?
We are a coffee family.
Yeah.
Could you hear Dempsey going crazy?
I love
think
Dempsey.
There is a squirrel out of the window. Dempsey!
Yeah. So, okay, so you guys are a coffee family.
Yeah,
so I had an idea.
My husband and I are coffee drinkers, and we've become COVID coffee drinkers. We started making a pot of coffee. We get like the giant vat of Dunkin', and we just have a pot brewing as if we're in an office. And it's been so funny because we used to just be like single serve coffee, whatever.
Yeah, because you're running out.
You're not running anywhere, mm-hmm. right? So now it's just like, it's almost like we have coffee talk in the kitchen around the constant brewing pot of coffee.
Oh my God, I love inhaling the smell of it too. It makes me so happy. I literally inhale it probably like too much. But I was thinking like what I'm going to do for my dad. I always make him this like Jell-O sugar-free pudding dessert that I think you would love. And everybody always loves it. Okay, so I put it in wine glasses. I do a layer of chocolate, fat-free, sugar-free pudding, a layer of the, you know, fat-free, sugar-free whipped cream. And then I keep layering that up. If you want to put a layer of some crumpled sugar-free candy in there, like a toffee bar or something, you can. And then at the top, I do a big whipped cream top right as it's going to get served, because if you do it before, it's not going to be good. And then I top it with a little like chopped, sprinkled, you know, whether it's Reese's or toffees or something that's sugar-free.
Reese's.
And no one ever wants the real dessert. They all want these because they just look so pretty and look so decadent. But it's sugar-free, fat-free. But now I'm going to add a pumpkin. So I'm going to create a pumpkin pie with the pumpkin roast. I'm going to froth the milk. And then I'm going to add a little cinnamon on top. And I'm going to make it like really, really beautiful in the most amazing like mugs.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever try? So Trader Joe's makes a pumpkin pie spice.
Ooh.
That is even better than cinnamon.
So
it is so good. It's like the perfect mix of nutmeg and all the things. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
I'll put it on everything.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
like.
We need to shift over to pumpkin spice lattes right now.
If you want to go sugar-free, get the pumpkin roast. If you want a little indulgence, get the pumpkin latte. It's everything you could need. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And backdoor hack, you guys. They are advertising for all their like Christmas drinks. But you can still go and get pumpkin. So don't despair. Pumpkin is still there.
Yeah. I think we need to shift over to the pumpkin roast.
Yeah.
I got to get some of that, actually. We'll go today.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so what do you do for desserts, Megan?
I will tell you a favorite dessert. And it involves, I do Cool Whip Light, like a tub of Cool Whip Light, a can of pumpkin, and then a packet of sugar-free Jell-O vanilla.
Ooh.
You mix that up and you can make a pumpkin whip, and then you just sprinkle a little. I love the Trader Joe's pumpkin spice everything. I stock up because it's kind of seasonal, so I have like five hiding in my cupboard.
Nice.
But that is, it's delicious. It's like a pumpkin mousse, but it's super, super light. Because if I do pumpkin pie with this small of a group, I'm the only one who likes it, and I will eat the entire pumpkin pie. So I'm kind of foregoing the pumpkin pie just so I don't eat an entire pie by myself, and I'm going to do my pumpkin whip.
Ooh, but would you put it in a pie crust?
You know, I have celiac disease, so I can't really eat a lot of the gluten, and I haven't found a gluten-free pie crust that I love. So I do it more of like a mousse,
like a souffle-ish, in like a fancy dish. I mean, a mousse, yeah. So yeah. That's interesting. Cool Whip, pumpkin, like canned pumpkin.
Canned pumpkin.
And then the spice, the pumpkin
and
spice.
And a package of sugar-free vanilla pudding mix.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that does. My husband's aunt gave me this recipe like probably 10 years ago, and it has become my go-to. It is so delicious. It's like ridiculously delicious because I'm a pumpkin freak. Like I would have that with like the pumpkin coffee, and I would bathe in pumpkin if I could. Like I can't get enough pumpkin. It's my favorite flavor.
It sounds really good. In fact, I have another idea. I bought those puff pastry shells. Mm-hmm. We could make Megan's, you know, mousse. I don't know why I keep wanting to call it a souffle. Her mousse, and then bake the puff pastry shells and then put it in there.
Whoa.
I think that's going to be insane. We need to get that. Can you get was the Trader Joe's little pumpkin spice thing? Can they like ship that to us? You can't order that online? Mm-mm. Dang.
I will gladly drive to the nearest Trader Joe's, but
20 hours away.
Yeah.
I think McCormick does one too. I think McCormick does like a pumpkin pie spice. But Trader Joe's is hands down, for whatever reason, theirs is crack. I just love it.
I make their cornbread too. I always make a cornbread. My friend Patty, she was my colorist, actually. We were talking about colorists earlier. She did all my colors for Pantene and my Pantene commercials. And she had this jalapeno cornbread, cheese cornbread recipe. So she'd get this Trader Joe's cornbread. She would mix cheese inside, like shredded cheese and canned jalapenos. And it would make it so moist in the middle and mushy. So good. And then I have Kevin yell at me. He's like, why are you messing with tradition? Just keep cornbread, stuffing. You guys want to make everything fancy. And I'm like, okay.
Kev.
Men are from Mars and women. Is it men are from Mars and women are from Venus? Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so that's dessert. I love that. Let's talk a little bit about, you have these gratitude jars.
Yes. Okay, so I love, can you see it? I made it out of just a hurricane. So any kind of like glass dish, glass vase, any kind of a glass vessel, if you will, makes an awesome gratitude jar. So I wrote give thanks on it. I have a Cricut, you know, one of those crafty things that makes its own stickers. But you could do this in regular stickers. You could do it in a wine marker. A wine marker is great on glass. And then you just fill it with things you're grateful for. So you can write little gratitude messages on the little things. We've had ours for years and years and years. So sometimes it's just fun to look back and be like, in 1982, I was grateful for blah. And the other thing we do is we add photos. So like this is my son James from last year, and it's just fun to kind of go through and say like what we were grateful for then, what we're grateful for now, and the pictures. I don't really know why I was making this face last year, but apparently that was my Thanksgiving mood. But it's just super fun to go back. And this was the year, I love this. This was the year Uncle Aaron somehow had these like crazy lamb chops, and I'm like, I didn't even remember that facial hair, but it's so fun to kind of look back in our gratitude jar and think about where we were, who we were with, and what we were grateful for. And it's really simple to do, and it's decorative. I mean, I put this on the table as a bit of a centerpiece too, you know. And I be very strongly in an attitude of gratitude and a gratitude practice, as I know you do, and it's just a fun way to put that on display and to make it sort of this visual reminder of like, that's why we're here. That's the secret sauce in life. And the more we can practice that, the happier we're going to be in any situation.
I love that. So you only allow entries in there on Thanksgiving?
No. Well, if I'm being honest, at my house, we practice gratitude every day.
Yeah.
So it's 24/7, 365. In this, so I have three gratitude jars, and I took some.
Of course
you do. This is the Thanksgiving gratitude jar. I have a daily gratitude jar. I have a mini gratitude jar. I also have a love box to put love notes in. I mean, you know how I roll, Maria. But
here's the thing, guys. Like, for anybody who's listening and is like even remotely skeptical, I know Megan. This is who she is, guys. Like, this is legit. This is not her like on a PR tour talking this stuff and say like, she really is this. She really lives this. That's what I love about you. I love the idea of the Thanksgiving grateful jar, because to be able to look back just specifically on that day, what you were thankful mm-hmm. for every year, I think is really special. But I also advocate for the everyday one, because I had a hypnotherapist actually give me and Kevin these little beautiful kind of crystally balls with a little hole at the bottom. And it came with this little teeny, teeny notepad. It said, thanks and wishes. And every day, every time I felt compelled, I had it on my desk, I would write what I was grateful for and what I wished for on there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was one and sometimes it was the other. Sometimes it was both. And you crumple it up and you put it in. And now that thing is like pretty full.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili. Like, I got to find out where she got this, because it's such a great reminder every day to put out into the universe what you want, by also reinforcing what you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm. It's the secret sauce. It absolutely is. And I think the other thing I would say to naysayers is that I was not always like this. I mean, I retrained my brain to function from a place of positivity, and it was hard earned. So if anyone is sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm a rain cloud, I can't change, that's completely false. I mean, everybody can find the yin every day. It's a practice. And the same way you can train your biceps, you can train to live in a happier, more positive place.
Well, and that's what led you to write your Fully Charged Life, which is now available for pre-order. And we'll put the link inside the summary to this book. Is you're helping everybody kind of by sharing your journey to yay. And, and you know, you had a rough journey to yay. You know, it was hard earned. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, my nickname, I laugh about it. My nickname was Grumpy as a kid. I mean, I legitimately wore a gold charm with Grumpy the Dwarf, because I was that kid who could find the bad in any situation. I didn't even want to go to Disney World, because why would I want to do that? It would be hot, there would be lines, and it would suck. Let's not go to Disney World. I mean, I could find, like, I was a rain cloud. And now it's funny, because I mean, if you meet me today, you're like, well, you freaking shit rainbows. Like, who, like, how is that possible?
The pendulum went like this, Megan.
It really did. I'm 45 years old. It was a long process, but it just feels so much better to live this way. And that's the bottom line. It just feels so much better to live this way. It's easier to live this way. It took hard work to learn how to live this way, but ultimately it's a much sunnier place to be.
Yeah. So when you're dealing with challenges, because no one has a perfect life, even when you are doing grateful jars and making, you know, bounty towel turkey, you know, placemats and all kinds of things, you know, when life throws its curves at you, how do you handle them?
I do one thing. I feel like there's always an action you can take to get unstuck. So for instance, I was making these turkey legs on Sunday because I was stuck. Mm-hmm. I was feeling anxious. I had some COVID anxiety. So I thought, what's one thing I can do? Okay, I can make everybody an elderberry smoothie. Check. Still feel anxious. Okay, what's one thing I can do? I can get some movement and some sunlight. Okay, check. I still feel stuck. What's one thing I can do? Craft. Crafting brings me joy. Okay, I made turkey legs. And by the time I made the turkey legs, I had inched myself out of the funk. But it was just a series of choices and action steps. And they're small steps, right? I have COVID anxiety right now. I'm going to make an elderberry smoothie. I'm going to take a vitamin D supplement. That's very simple. I'm not fixing the problem, but I'm doing something about how I feel. And then I begin to inch forward and inch forward and inch forward until finally I'm making popcorn stuffed turkey legs and I feel okay. And now I'm watching a movie with my kids and I'm okay.
I love that. I think that's such a great example about what we talk about here. And we've been talking a lot this week because I am having anxiety too. And I'm having, you know, various challenges that just, you know, are coming my way. And I'm having to realize, okay, problems need energy to grow. And everybody has problems and everyone's being dealt different hands. And it's how I'm going to go through this. It's how I'm going to choose to handle it. And getting out of that stuck place, or I'll say like, mm-hmm. I'm not in alignment, I don't feel good, is a series of small choices, but it's work, right?
Yeah.
It's actually what's become easier for us is to bitch and complain and cry, but it's actually harder if we really think about it. Making these little choices that are giving us little kind of like, you know, boosts energetically and spirit-wise.
I call them charges. That's what the whole fully charged life about. It's yeah. just little zaps, little lightning bolts of energy that start to move you forward.
Yeah.
And once you get that momentum, you can't be stopped.
Then the laws of attraction are going to work in your favor.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's so great to hear your process. I was sharing my process earlier too, because, you know, it's just going to keep happening. Life's going to keep happening, right?
Exactly. And it's hard. And it's hard for everybody. And it's just about small, small, little moves forward. Really, that's it.
I love it. So, Megan, mm-hmm. I know Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but Christmas is upon us.
Yay!
We hopefully will have you back for some Christmas stuff, but is there anything you're doing differently this year?
I've always been a big proponent of shopping small and shopping local. I think it's more important now than ever before, because I feel like something I say all the time is that every time you shop local or shop small, a real person does a little happy dance. Mm. Like thinking about, if you're going to be gift giving, we're not going to be spending as much money this year, but let's spend that money to do double the good. Let's help a small business owner. And then let's also help the recipient, right? So we're going to be spending fewer dollars. Let's really spend them wisely and thoughtfully and help as many people as we can with the gifts we're giving. So that's a big push for me, is really just thinking about how we can support local.
I love that too. And I feel like we're those happy people when like people subscribe to the show or we get like a new Apple Podcast review. We're real people that are really like, oh my God, did you see this? This is amazing. Oh my God. And we get really happy. And so that really resonates with me because, you know, if you think about that little store in your town center that sells, you know, cute little gifts that you can get people, you're right. That is a real person that's going to be doing a happy dance.
And also like the gifts themselves too. They're like, they're more curated, they're more thoughtful, they're more special. I mean, I think that's something really important to keep in mind this year is like, how can you give back almost effortlessly?
I love it. Megan, I love you. Thank you for all the great tips, especially how to get unstuck. I think that's so important for everybody right now. Her new book, Your Fully Charged Life, can be found anywhere. Books are sold on February 22nd, but you can
I think
pre-order.
It's actually the 23rd, weirdly, because I think that books get released on Tuesdays.
Oh.
Isn't that strange?
I think that's the beginning of the New York Times bestseller list. I think that's why.
Is that why? I have no idea, but I know that it gets released on a Tuesday.
Yeah, because you find out about New York Times bestseller, I think, on a Tuesday after.
Oh.
It's like a week process, okay. I think.
Yeah.
Let's get Megan on the New York Times bestseller list. Let's get her on the list, guys. You can also click the link in the summary to pre-order her book. And you can pick up your latest copy of Women's Day to see Megan's vision and action on Women's Day. Thank you so much.
Well, here's two covers. So these are the... This is Thanksgiving, is Cookie Wreath.
It's beautiful.
And this is a cover I'm really proud of. It is all these different cookies, Santa and Mrs. Claus and elves, gingerbread, chocolate, and sugar cookies.
I love it. Favorite holiday movie before
Elf.
I go? Yes!
I'm cheering over here, Megan.
Hilarious.
I made Maria watch it with me the other night. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
So good. Best movie ever. And now they have elf-themed Monopoly.
Stop it.
One of the pieces is syrup. Yes!
That's
you
amazing.
You guys are so funny. I love it. All right.
I do have to mention too quickly, Megan, we do a fabulous Wednesday Wisdom with you guys over on your Instagram.
Yes.
Which is so much
we
fun.
Love that.
So if you guys haven't
Thank
seen
you so
it,
much.
Yes, go to Women's Day and their Instagram and check out Maria's little Wednesday Wisdom.
Drop some wisdom on us.
That's
love
right.
It.
Boom. We drop it every Wednesday. Thank you so much, Megan. Have an amazing Thanksgiving, and we
Thank
will talk
you.
Soon.
Thank you. You too. I'm sending all the healing and good vibes your way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, Megan.
All right.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Oh, she's so great.
So see, we come full circle.
We really do.
She talks about her turkey decor, and then we get to the bottom of why the turkey decor was even born. Boom. Oh,
that was crazy. The grumpy story?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, she's got a really great story, actually.
Wow.
She's a special one. You know, it's, I think, like, there's a lot of, whenever you're watching TV and you see those domestic correspondents, I think there's a range of who I respond to, because Same. Sometimes you see people come on and talk about their favorite holiday, whatever, and there's just something I don't believe with certain correspondents who come on shows. And whenever Megan comes on, I just, like you said, Maria, believe everything she's saying, because she's so authentic, you know. Yeah. Like she said, you can go from being grumpy to become someone who's farting rainbows. So
rainbows. She said shitting rainbows. You just threw farting in there and took it to a whole other level. I'd rather shit rainbows than fart rainbows. Fart rainbows sounds so much grosser.
I want to do both.
See, shit rainbows means good things come out. Fart rainbows sounds like there's like this
more good things
other thing that comes with it. I don't know. Tell us in the comments, would you like to shit rainbows or fart rainbows more?
But I just believe her. It's like, if I'm gonna design my holiday, I'm gonna trust Megan. Like, I can see that she's doing it right, and it's just cool to see someone who's so, like you honestly, Maria, someone who walks what they talk. And I think that's Megan 100%. So
agreed.
Thank you guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us as always. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please do. You'll get little notifications that remind you that we have an amazing guest on deck for you.
And we'll do a happy dance.
And we certainly do happy dances. We really need to up our subscribers. So if you would do us that kindness, it takes 2 seconds. I think they can get it in the link tree as well, right?
Yep.
You've made it super easy. Go to my link tree on Instagram, or on Better Together with Maria. Click on there and hit subscribe and do us that kindness. Also, if you haven't left a review, that would be wonderful. If you like the show, give us a 5-star. And if you like today's episode, check out episode number 54 with Megan, where she talked about parenting tips and trying to manage lockdown and COVID. We're also going to be chatting tomorrow with YouTube actress and musician Gabby Hanna, whose new book, Dandelion, addresses the increasingly alarming mental health crisis amongst American teens. Really, really cool. I'm excited for that chat. In the meantime, you can follow us at Better Together with Maria, at Megan B. Murphy, at Jeffrey Crane Graham, at Kels Meyer 2. And remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili Wonderful Pistachios. Wonderful Pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes, because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.